ZBA Mobile.
Hey, Van 4IQ, Mobile.
Yo, what are you doing?
Well, out here, I'm on everybody's favorite road, Woodruff. And headed to have some lunch. So that's what I'm doing. And it sure is pretty out here. I tell you what, they don't let me out much anymore, so I have to get used to the big city. I tell you, it is beautiful out here today. It is gorgeous.
Because I'm thinking about getting a motorcycle out, taking a ride. I'm on everybody's second favorite road, White Handle Boulevard. I'm in Greer. Oh, there was a highway patrolman on a motorcycle going the other way. He's going east, I'm going west right now, headed back to the house.
And a highway patrolman on a motorcycle, or any law enforcement anymore, at least around Greenville. So I guess he figured it was a good day to be out and about as well.
Really nice. I saw maybe one or two in the winter, but they must put them up for the winter and bring them back out when it's nice. But he was definitely doing some, he was working because he was running the inside lane, which is usually a sign that they're not out joyriding or headed to lunch or whatever.
Well, he used to be downtown Greenville and Cleveland Park, places like that. Occasionally, you even see a mounted policeman on a horse. I don't even know if they have those anymore.
Down to Cleveland Park. Let's see. When was it? Saturday. We had a birthday party for my nephew, and I saw the only policeman I saw was he was riding a motorcycle on the. On the Swamp Rabbit, and evidently, I guess it comes through Cleveland Park, or maybe he was just on, I don't know. Anyway, I think that was this part of the Swamp Rabbit. We used to get on it when I lived up in Traverse Rest, because our subdivision when we up there was connected to the Swamp Rabbit directly. I mean, you didn't even have to get on the road to get on it. We had sidewalk, and it was, the rest of it was paved asphalt, and it snaked around and then connected to the Swamp Rabbit, and we were right there at Traverse Rest, so we usually went north and we rode our bikes up to, some restaurant up there or something and got something to eat.
Really a nice one. I've been on it, on the trail in Traveler's Rest. That's really nice. They have some nice restaurants near there, too. Part of the trail goes through Cleveland Park, and, it goes by Greenville Tech. And I don't know if it's connected now over to Malden or not. That wildlife area, I forget what you call it. I know for a while there were some landowners that weren't cooperating with the developers of the Swamp Fox, so I guess maybe that's all done now. I don't know. Well, I decided I'd take the scenic route, get on Woodruff Road here, and That way it guarantees you don't go too fast and you can see everything, because you have plenty of time to look around.
I know what you mean. Just taking the sights. I tell you, it's about that way in Wade Hampton sometimes. It's just unbelievable. I used, until we moved out this way, I didn't realize Wade Hampton had gotten so busy. I mean, it's busy all day long. It doesn't matter what time of the day you go out. There's just people going everywhere. You'd think it was rush hour. And then at rush hour, it really gets bad. But anyway, yeah, I went and got my hair cut, and I stopped off at Lowe's, picked up some hinges that we needed to finish up the cabinets and the kitchen. Just had one corner set of cabinets that have to have these funky hinges, and we kind of had a difficult time figuring out which ones they were, but I think we got the right ones now, so I just got to screw them in, and everything should be hunky-dory. Yeah, right. But we'll see.
If you like, I'm going to go ahead and sign here. I'm just about at my destination, so you have a good day, and I'm gonna see if I can find where I'm supposed to go. Like I said, they don't let me out much anymore, so I get lost easily. N4IQ.
Well, always a pleasure. Yeah, that worked out good. I'm in the garage. 73 is there. Be careful out there on the road. In N4IQ, KB4CBA, clear.